Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Castle Football Weekly Show. As the Knights prepare for their season opener Friday night, John Lighty Field inside Castle Stadium, the North Huskies will come calling. Dale Curt will be joining us. We'll talk about the last couple of weeks and get a preview of the Husky football team when this Castle show continues right here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in New Bern. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburg is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners, they got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash, they're in Newburg on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on this Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you doing?
Doing well. All right, we're about 48 hours plus from getting this football season underway. But, you know, the last couple of weeks, you've had the official start of practice. You've had the start of school. You've had a scrimmage with Memorial this past Friday night. Just kind of maybe encapsulate for us, Doug, these last couple of weeks and how you feel your football team is on the verge of the start of the season coming up here in a couple nights.
Well, Dan, obviously it's a rat race this time of year. I think that's the case for everybody. And, you know, the weekends are long, and then you go into a week, and then it's kind of a revolving door. But at the same time, super excited to get the season started. And, you know, the group of guys that we have, we've got some great kids working in to new positions, some of them. A lot of inexperience in some spots, but then some very familiar names as well. And so kind of trying to find our groove. Was not particularly happy with our performance at Memorial, but trying to find our way a little bit, and you hope that you get it right for game one, and knowing that the biggest growth is probably going to become come between game one and game two, as the old coaching adage goes.
Well, Doug, certainly you go into that scrimmage and the number one priority, and number two is not even close, is to get out of there without any injuries. I know you and Coach Hurdy have been doing this for a while, and it's kind of a pretty vanilla type of, you know, a scrimmage. But, again, you want to see some execution. You don't want to see the, you know, those mental mistakes that you're probably going to see the first couple of weeks of the season. So, you know, let's go and look at it from a glass half full standpoint. What were some of the things that you saw on Friday night that, you know, you can build on for this week?
Well, I think it got better as the scrimmage went on. And I think we kind of found our groove a little bit, both offensively and defensively. But early on, just really poor execution, particularly up front with the offensive line. Now, we've had some injuries and getting some guys healthy. So we went in a little bit with a patchwork group. And, you know, I try to tell myself they may have had something to do with it. But, you know, when you're a coach, the standard is the standard, and it's next guy up. And they've got to get in and do a great job. And on a from a defensive standpoint, you know, we were off on some run fits, and tackling in space was particularly poor. Our angles, how we leveraged the football was not good, and we missed a lot of tackles, which I'm sure everybody dealt with a little bit because, you know, these days, you know, it's mostly tackling dummies. You try not to beat your kids up too much, but at the same time, as I tell the staff, you know, it is football at the end of the day, and you have to eventually go out and play the game. And so, you know, there's certainly some rust, but at the same time, I think those things improved. I think our running game got going a little bit offensively, and I think defensively we started to hit the run better as the scrimmage went on. Our tackling was a little bit better.
All right, as far as just the personnel, because like you said, you've got some kids that you know what to expect from them. The kids that are coming in and maybe making their varsity debut coming up here in a couple of nights, and maybe even some kids that were in the scrimmage that, you know, probably not going to maybe get a whole lot of time on Friday night, but with the weather, you know, you're probably going to have to go into the depth chart just a little bit while the heat and humidity are still with us. So from that standpoint, just from a depth you look at it, just kind of your thoughts as you prepare for this game on Friday.
Well, it's shallow. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, but I think, you know, as you stated, I think that's a great point. You know, you wisely go in with, you know, a solid two deep, you know, whereas, you know, later in the season, you might have one guy that can play two positions or three positions. You might have your fourth linebacker, you know, might be a guy that could play the nickel position, the Mike, and the Will. You know, you might have a safety that can play both safeties, both free and strong, or a corner that is your third corner that can play either side. But I think early in the season, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think you better have, you know, a backup plan or two, you know, and go into plan B, C, and D, you know, to be ready for the problems that can arise, both from an injury standpoint and then just a wear standpoint. If you remember last year against North, I think our offense was on the field for 24 reps, 26 reps, something like that, and our defense was over 90 because of kicking game miscues, an inability to get off the field on third down. I mean, we were on the you know, field all game, and so defensively, you know, we were rotating guys in, you know, left and right, and it seems to always be the case against North in game one that we've got a lot of guys that have to go in at minimum for a series or a play or two, you know, to fill in while guys, you know, are getting looked at on the sideline or while they're, you know, recovering from being on the field so many plays. So I think, you know, being able to have some waves that can come in, particularly early, if not for any other reason, just preventative, to be able to have a rotation with guys so that they can kind of survive that first experience under the lights. You know, and I don't think it's going to be terribly bad this Friday from a weather standpoint, but I think that first varsity game is just different until you start playing your way into shape. We can lift all the weights, run all the sprints, and practice hard, but until you actually go out and do it for 48 minutes, I think it's just a different type of energy system that the kids are using.
We'll come back with more of this edition of the Castle Football Weekly Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, week one, junior linebacker Brody Farber joining us during this segment. Brody, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Right, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Just talk a little bit, you know, Brody, the last couple of weeks. I mean, the official start of practice, I knew you guys had a busy summer, but, you know, you had the start of school. You had the scrimmage this past week with Memorial. So how's the last couple of weeks gone, in your opinion?
I feel like the last couple of weeks have been good. You know, me and the team have been getting ready. You know, every day coming in, putting in work, and in the scrimmage, we got some good film off of that, and I feel like it's going to help us a lot. Kind of humbled us a little bit. You know, we didn't play as best as we could that week, so you know, I feel like the last couple of weeks have been good, and we're all ready for the season.
Well, obviously, you take on a team like Memorial, and I know there are different rules that go into the to the scrimmage, but, I mean, you're playing a team that, like yourselves, expected to compete for a conference championship. And so what were some of the things that you guys, or that you as a defense, Brody, can build upon based on what you guys did in the scrimmage on Friday?
You know, I feel like we just have to get back to, you know, doing things the way that defense that Castle has always done it, you know, flying to the football and being physical. I feel like those are two main things that we need to improve on going forward.
So going forward, you got the North Huskies coming up on Friday night, and, you know, last year's regular season game, I mean, the defense was on the field for all of about 25 plays in that game, and defense really, you know, Gavin had the touchdown, and it was a hard-fought game. But, you know, they've got a new coach over there now. You're probably going to see a little bit of a different look offensively. Just kind of what are your thoughts when you looked at the film of North and their scrimmage with Boonville and how you guys are preparing for this week's game?
I feel like North's always a great team. They have great athletes over there. They're well coached. So, you know, it's an exciting game. You know, kind of rivals. They don't like us. We don't like them. So definitely looking forward to the game a lot.
All right, so what would be the keys, do you think? I mean, this game's certainly at home, so that's maybe an advantage for the Knights on Friday night. But what do you expect from their offense this year?
They're running a different offense this year. You know, it's a confusing offense, kind of. They try to trick you and stuff. So we just have to play
watch our keys and just play fast and play physical, and I think we're going to be good.
You take a look. I mean, what are some different things that you expect out of North's offense Friday night, Brody, that maybe you didn't see last year? Because obviously you played him in the first game of the season, then for a sectional championship as well.
I feel like, you know, with the different scheme, they like to get downhill and run the football. It's a little more physical offense. And then with the jet passes, they like to use their speed to get the outside, so we got to be ready for that.
All right. I mean, how excited are you now for the start of this season?
Oh, I'm stellar. You know, especially the first game, getting out from the home crowd, I'm ready to go with all my guys.
All right. Well, Brody, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and all the best as you guys continue your preparations for North on Friday night.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Brody Farmer. We'll come back, get the scouting report on the Huskies from head coach Doug Hurt when this Castle football show continues here at ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Weekly Show, you'll be able to hear it every Wednesday afternoon right here on ESPN featuring Doug Hurd and a member of the team. Well, Coach, you get ready to take on a North team tonight. New regime kind of in place. Some of the old coaches are still there, but Zach Nero, who's been an assistant coach there for over a decade, has now taken over. Any similarities to what you're going to expect that you saw from Joey Parodine that you'll see maybe on Friday night offensively and defensively from North?
Well, I think one factor, I think the defense will be reasonably similar to what we've seen in the past. Coach Nero was the DC, and so, you know, based on what we've seen in the scrimmage and just kind of what you would expect, I don't think they've been pretty good on defense and good for a good while. I don't think you're going to see a big change there. If anything, you know, the big unknowns are offense and special teams, and I think we know a little bit. Coach Shantz, their offensive coordinator, is a Whiteland guy. He coached for Darren Fisher, who's a good friend of mine, played for Coach Fisher, and, you know, actually came to this area, and Coach Fisher highly recommended me try to get him on the staff, and we worked to do that and could not accomplish that. So he's a sharp guy, a very driven guy, who I think is going to do really big things in football. And, you know, he's bringing that Whiteland fly offense to the SIAC. So we lose Jasper, you know, where you have kind of a week that's different, and you gain, you know, now the fly offense. So I would expect it to be very similar to Whiteland in the past. And fortunately for us, you know, we played them in the regional, or a semi-state, excuse me, in 2022. And so we have some background that understand it a little bit better than maybe we did, you know, going in a game week and that week. We didn't know coming into the season exactly what they would do, but we prepped as if, you know, hey, there's a possibility for that. So we dug up notes and you know, some of the things that we had thought, you know, going into that game and have tried to improve based on the intel that we have, based on film, and just knowing a little bit about the relationship between Coach Fisher and Coach Shantz.
All right, so you take a look, and, you know, this week of preparation, certainly I would think 70, 75% of it is all about what Castle needs to do to get out of there with the victory on Friday night. But, you know, again, you do spend some time looking at some film of North. So as you analyze your football team, Doug, and, you know, based on the scrimmage, but based on, you know, your body of work over the course of the summer with your workouts, you know, it goes without saying, you know, media speak, coach speak. I mean, you got to cut down on the turnovers. You can't have 100 yards in penalties. You can't have three or four turnovers and expect to win this football game on Friday night. But, you know, what are just some of the things that this night football team has to do on Friday to get to 1-0?
I think I would start with turnovers, obviously. You hit that on the head. And penalty avoidance. You know, I look back at last year, and turnovers were not an issue for us. We turned the ball over twice on the season, which to me is unheard of. So, you know, Coach Bennett and the players did a fantastic job of being smart with the football. But in that first North game, you know, we have Gavin Leach that scores a touchdown, an excessive celebration. We have a huge pass interference on like a 4th and 17 or 4th and 15 that gives them the ball back. You know, they keep the ball. We get them off the field on 3rd down, and Benny Patterson, you know, it gets called, whether it was or not, you know, a late hit on the quarterback, unnecessary roughness, smokes the quarterback. And you just go through that game, and so many near misses. We did have you wouldn't call it an offensive turnover, but, you know, the ball on a punt, on the first punt that North had, hit one of our players, you know, running down trying to do his job, hits one of our players, they recover it. And then on the next punt, hits the same player, and fortunately, we recovered. So it's a little bit of a comedy of errors, and it does get into coach speak when you say, "Well, hey, you gotta make fewer mistakes than your opponent. You have to not lose games before you can win them." Because I think that's all, you know, those are cliches that everybody's heard. But if you look at the reality of it, I mean, it is real. At this point in the season, you have to not beat yourself. Now, when you get into the tournament and you're playing really good teams, or you're playing for a conference title, you're playing the best in the SIC, a lot of times you're going to have to do something to win the game. But so oftentimes early in the season, it's who can make the fewest mistakes. And I think it certainly will be the case this week.
Kickoff 6:30 Friday night inside John Lighty Field at Castle Stadium. The Knights open up against the North Huskies. Coach, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and all the best to you and the Knights as you get ready for the Huskies on Friday.
Oh, Dan, you know I always enjoy this. I enjoy talking ball with you, enjoy catching up, and look forward to it each and every week.
All right, thank you so much. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.